Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for you, did Nafshi. Chaim Meir ben Chai Rochel, the bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadav, he and his entire family. And we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Ben Le'oshri of the Tzaddik of Ranana. And we are Siyata Dishmaya in Parashat Vayishlach. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav V'leisa V'chiv Aretz Asir Sidei Edom. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. It's Rashi Tevis. Vav Yud Mem Lamed. V'gematria Elokim. God's name, Midas Hadin. So the Vav, 6, the Yud is 10, 16, Mem is 40, 56, and then 56 plus the Lamed, which is 30, is 86, which is Elokim, now with a Kuf, with a Hey, obviously. El Esav Achiv, Rashi Tevis, Aleph, it's 1, Ayin is 71, and another Aleph is 1, 71 plus 1, that's an easy one, is 72, Baruch Hashem, that we have little computers in our mind, much, 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 much better than regular computers in many ways. And Baruch Hashem hopefully has less nonsense than a lot of computers have in them, but good things. Anyway, so El Esav Achiv with 72 is Chesed. So Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav is Elokim and Hasadin is 86. El Esav Achiv is Rosh Tevis Aleph Ayin Aleph, 72 is Chesed. Okay, so that's Din and Chesed. Aretz Asir Sidei Edom, to the land of Seir, to the field of Edom. Aleph, Shin, Sin, Aleph. Rashi Tevis is Gematria Basar. Beis Tafresh. What is Basar? Basar is a Rashi Tevis. Bishus Toiras. Tinogash Beis Rabban. In other words, the Beis, the Taf, and the Resh are Bishus Toiras Rabban. In the Shus of those children, the Torah of the children. You want to have a hamtakas hadinim. You want all the din to turn into chesed. So the learning of the children. From the mouths of babes, you have established strength. The strength of the power of Torah of children. They're so pure to those children. So we should be zochah to have many beautiful children, all of us, and teach them the holy ways of our ancestors. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav El Esav Achiv Aretz Asir Sidei Edom. Rashi explains Malachim Mamish. Mefarshim explain, where does Rashi want with the word Mamish? Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim are angels. Angels are angels. So it says in Pirkei Avos, Ha'osa Mitzvah Achas Karnav Bavar Sanegor Malach Melitz. When you do a mitzvah, you acquire for yourself an angel who is going to be Melitz Yosher, who is going to speak positively about you. In Shemayim, just like we see in Gashmius, that an Ubar, when he's in his mother's womb, when a woman looks at something, it could impact the child. We know that the mother's emotions, the mother's feelings, impact the child. Today they even have therapies where they try to go back into the pregnancy time and try to figure out what anxiety the child is suffering, the person suffering now, because of their mother's anxiety when they were in utero. So we have a malach ruchni that's created by the mitzvahs of a person. That if you do the mitzvah without kavana, and without chiyus, without the proper intention, without the proper vitality, but rather one does the mitzvah, kedavra shebishigra, as a as something that's just by rote, or for one's own kavod. And what happens to this malach is this malach becomes a balmum. Just like a person can impact the child, the mother can impact the child when she has negative thoughts during her pregnancy, so too we impact the malach we create with our negative thoughts, because we give birth to this malach. And this malach is not going to help you if it's such a malach. So this malach created with impure thoughts is not a helpful malach. Ve'en lo hakoach, can't fight for you up in Shemayim. So you said malachim mamish. What does it mean malachim mamish? Helpful malachim. Those are the malachim he sent. Good malachim, shtark malachim, not weak malachim who can't do anything for you. Im lavan garti, beis b'mesora. So we have two psukim with garti. Number one here, and another one in Tehillim, in chapter 120. Where it says, "Oyali ki garti meshech shachanti im ale kedar." Woe is for me, for I've sojourned in meshech. So, what's this mesorah here? Here it says garti, there it says garti. So, meshech is Rashi Tevus Shem Kavod Malchusa. Rashi explains the name of his glorious kingdom. Rashi explains, garti, I wasn't a sar b'chashuv because of the bechor and the bracha. Yaakov was saying to Esav, I don't want chashivus. I don't want to rule. Ruling is for Hashem. Hameluchav ha'memshala l'chai olamim. Hashem is the ruler. I'm not interested in being boss. And if so, if you're going to say that Esav, why was I moser nefesh for the bracha and for the bechora? Yaakov answers Esav, if the bechora and the bracha is for you were oyeli ki garti meshech, in other words, it was a lashon of tsar, woe unto me. If it was an oyaliki garti, if it was oyavitsar, if the brachas would be by you, so the shechina would feel the tsar, oyaliki garti. The divine presence would feel tsar if you had gotten the brachas. Because it would be like a ger, like a stranger, without mentioning Shem Kavod Yisbarach, because you'd be so chashuv, and you're not the type of guy who's so firm, what we call today. You fake it sometimes. You say, oh, how do I take miser off stubble, off straw? But you're not the real deal. So, had you gotten the brachas, it would have been oily. The Shekhinah would have said, whoa, that Esav got the brachas. Not whoa, Whoa, but whoa, Woe. Because you wouldn't have mentioned God's name. Because then the Shekhinah would just be like a ger, like a stranger. And therefore I had to take them from you for the covet of the Shekhinah. For Shem Kavod Malchusa. Because if it would have been you, Ayali Ki Garti Meshech, the Shekhinah would have said, whoa, because I'm just a stranger, the Shem Kavod Malchusa, God's glorious name. Therefore, it's better that I took it. But as far as being the ruler goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the ruler. So that's the twice it says Garti. There's the pasuk Vayli Shorvach Moratzon Ve'er Shivcha, and I have a donkey, and a ox, and a servant, and a maid servant. So we explain based on the Sefer Kodesh Magala Mukas Paras Ve'et in the name of Zohar Kodesh that Esav Arasha's Koach Klipas Hashor. Esav, his klipa, his impurity, is negative yiren pachad. Tumas kas and ritzicha. Yishmael is chamor, which is avas zaros v'shlilas tumas tavas ev arayas v'niuf. The axe is this strong animal. Kas and ritzicha. An axe is goring. And then you have the chamor. It's kulo chomer, it's avas zaros, it's foreign loves, tavas arayas v'niuf. Amadayim alachamor. That's Yishmael. That's the chamor. And therefore, Esav went and married Rachel es bas Yishmael. So he wanted to fight Yaakov with these two klipas, with Shor and Chamor. Get us with the kas and the ritzicha, and get us with the tavis arayas and the niuf. And that's what Yaakov sent to Esav. Vahili Shor v'chamor. No, I have these kochos, but I use them for the good. I was mevara these kochos. That's what we do. We take all the negative in the world and we transform it to positive. So Shor, we know, is Mashiach ben Yosef. It says about Yosef, Bukhor Shor HaDolo. Chamor is the Messiah, the King of David. Mashiach ben David. This is the Shor, this is the Chamor. So while I was mevara these and I have good. So don't mess with me. Mashiach ben David is ani v'rochev al chamor. So I was mevar the shor and the chamor b'chor shor hadelo and ani v'rochev al chamor. It says vayavek yishimo. He wrestled with the person. Yaakov wrestled with this person. It says in Chulin, what does it mean vayavek milashon avak? They lifted the avak, the dust to the kisei hakavod. So we have to understand what's this avak. So we can explain based on what it says in Yuma Gedola Tshuva Shemagaza Kisya Kovid. Tshuva is great, it goes to the God's divine throne. It also says in Maseches Bava Basra, three averis, ein adam mitzvah b'chem b'chol yom. One of them is avak lashon hara. In other words, the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, wants to find a tain on Yaakov Avinu, and he doesn't find. So therefore he looked for avak lashon hara, that everybody's speaking avak lashon hara. What's avak lashon hara? What do you think about so-and-so? Oh, don't ask. Don't ask. I don't want to say. So it's avak lashon hara. It's implied that something is wrong without straight out. So everybody says it. So that's where the Sar of Esav wanted to get Yaakov. But it says that if you see a Talmud Chacham was over in Aver at night, don't think about him during the day. Because he definitely did tshuva. And that's the depth of what Chazal meant, that they were mala avak at kisei hakavod, that the Sultan wanted to be mala kitrug on Yaakov. Al tzi avak lashon hara, that a person can't be saved from it. But he didn't find it. He didn't find the kitrug. Since Yaakov did tshuva, shemagas at kisei hakavod. So he was mala avakat kisei hakavod. The Sultan wanted to be mala kitrug on Yaakov. He wanted to prosecute against Yaakov for avak lashon hara, that a person speaks every day. But that he didn't find because Yaakov did tshuva. Because the Talmud Chacham, when he doesn't have erud, does tshuva right away. And the tshuva goes to the kisei hakavod. And adarabah, that was a kitrug on the and this malach hara. Because he's always speaking Lashon Hara. That's his arbit. So Yaakov's tshuva goes up to the Kisei HaKavod for his avak Lashon Hara, and Mimela that gets this Mekatrik. Because then they say to the Mekatrik, look at you, all day long you just speak Lashon Hara about people. And that's the depth of the Medrash Rabbah. Who is Mismale Avak, not Yaakov Avinu? Not Yaakov Avinu, the person who battled with him. He was Mismale Avak. In other words, he went up to the Kisei HaKavod all dusty. is the Kitrugan hymn. And it says in the Medrash Rabbah in the Zohar Kaddish about the Seld of the Sar Lazazel that in Yom Kippur, what's normally Makachreg, the Koach of Rav, the Sar Lazazel, is Mishapech Letova. And he's, for us, it's good, but for him, it's bad. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all of our sins and puts them on the head of Esav. That's Sire represents Esav, man of Sire, lives in Sire. So Baruch Hashem, the Kitrug is Mishapech on the Kochos Hara. Okay. It says he sent to Esav Achiv, the Mefarshim ask, we know Esav is his brother. Everybody knows that Esav is Yaakov's brother. So explain based on Medrash Rabbah that Esav had Gaiva that he was Mechabed of. And therefore Yaakov said, no. Even in this you're my brother. Like you're my equal. Because Esav wasn't sorry, not in Eretz Yisrael with Yitzchak his father. And therefore Yaakov sent Malachim, Naretz Yisrael Sedei Edom, to Esav. You're there. How are you Makai and Kibbutz? You're not around their father, Bukhla. So it must be the whole Kibbutz is just to get something out of him, to get the brachas, have gaiva, to show people. That's not the real deal. That's why you don't live with him. Why don't you live nearby? So he sent angels to Esav. He says, even in this, you're my brother, and Kibbutz, you're my brother. You're equal to me, not better than me. What are you living far away from your father for? Yeshuva Malachim al Yaakov with the Tevos, meaning if you take the Gematria by Yeshuva Malachim al Yaakov, and then you add the number of words, four words, so you add four, and then the Osios, you add the number of letters. So that's Begematria, Sod Be'ekev Yeshuv Eliyahu Malach Gilu Lo Hamalachim Sod Ze. It's the secret at the heel, Eliyahu, the angel will return. The angels revealed in this secret, meaning. That Be'achris Hayamim, that's so, the secret is that Be'ekev, Ekev is at the end, Ekev is Meshicha, Achris Hayamim. Yavo Eliyahu is going to come, Yashav Eliyahu, that's what the Gematria is, Eliyahu is going to return, that he became a Malach, like it says in the Zohar. That Eliyahu turned into, was transformed to a Malach, and in the Sefer HaSara Ma'amaras, and he's going to be Mevasir the Geula. So Gilu Lo HaMalachim. So the angels revealed this secret to him. That's what it means, Vayeshuva Malachim El Yaakov. That this secret that Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come, Eliyahu Hanavi became a Malach, is going to come. So the Malachim revealed this secret. Lay more, what does it mean, lay more? Lo Mar. The name of a Malach is going to be erased because Mar is Gematria Malach. Lay more, Lo Mar is going to be no Malach. How awesome will that be? Okay, there are a few more stiglach, but Baruch Hashem, we were zoche to learn some of the Torah of the Holy Tzaddik, and we should be zoche to all the Yeshuas. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.